Yet, when you really get down to what happens in this story, these kids are absolutely out of their fucking minds, and they just killed themselves to prove it. It's suspected by many scholars that Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet not to celebrate romance, but rather to satirize it, to show how absolutely nutty it was. He didn't mean for the play to be a glorification of love. In fact, he meant it to be the opposite, a big flashing neon sign blinking, "Keep out," with police tape around it saying, "Do not cross." For most of human history, romantic love was not celebrated as it is now. In fact, up until the mid-19th century or so, love was seen as an unnecessary and potentially dangerous psychological impediment to the more important things in life, you know, like farming well and or marrying a guy with a lot of sheep. Young people were often forcibly steered clear of their romantic passions in favor of practical economic marriages that would yield stability for both them and their families. But today, we all get brain boners for this kind of batshit crazy love. It dominates our culture. And the more dramatic, the better. Whether it's Ben Affleck working to destroy an asteroid to save the Earth for the girl he loves, or Mel Gibson murdering hundreds of Englishmen and fantasizing about his raped and murdered wife while being tortured to death, or that elven chick giving up her immortality to be with Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, or stupid romantic comedies where Jimmy Fallon forgoes his Red Sox playoff tickets because Drew Barrymore has, like, needs or something. If this sort of romantic love were cocaine, then as a culture, we'd all be like Tony Montana in Scarface, burying our faces in a fucking mountain of it, screaming, "Say hello to my little friend!" The problem is that we're finding out that romantic love is kind of like cocaine, like frighteningly similar to cocaine, like stimulates the exact same parts of your brain as cocaine, like gets you high and makes you feel good for a while, but also creates as many problems as it solves, as does cocaine. Most elements of romantic love that we pursue, the dramatic and dizzyingly emotional displays of affection, the topsy-turvy ups and downs, aren't healthy, genuine displays of love. In fact, they're often just another form of entitlement playing out through people's relationships. I know, that makes me sound like such a downer. Seriously, what kind of guy shits on romantic love? But hear me out. The truth is, there are healthy forms of love and unhealthy forms of love. Unhealthy love is based on two people trying to escape their problems through their emotions for each other. In other words, they're using each other as an escape. Healthy love is based on two people acknowledging and addressing their own problems with each other's support. The difference between a healthy and an unhealthy relationship comes down to two things. One, how well each person in the relationship accepts responsibility. And two, the willingness of each person to both reject and be rejected by their partner.